Welcome to the Spurs News Podcast, your home for all things Tottenham Hotspur. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello and welcome to the Spurs News Podcast, another special edition where it's just me. Yep, this is the quickie with Sam. Not how I meant that to sound. So basically it's just me. We have had a few weeks of just non-stop crazy technical issues with the show. I can only apologise, really. Everything from our hosting no longer working to all of our shows vanishing to all of them coming back with heavy edits to then the website crashing to yesterday, the entire metaverse of Facebook and everything just vanishing on us. So yeah, it's been kind of one thing after another. But yes, this is going to be a quick show answering the questions that have been sent in just because we don't want to leave it again. We're looking to solve the problems sort of scheduling-wise and with the hosting. So we will be getting back to normal very, very soon. I can only apologise for it. But yeah, back to normal soon. Back to our usual conversations and silliness. But for this week, I'm just going to go through the questions and I'll take a look at them now.
Now it's time for your comments from our social media.
Okay, question number one comes from Matthew Fleming. Romero has no yellow cards so far this year, calendar year 2024. It seems like he's on a much more level-headed phase now. Do you feel more secure now with his discipline, or is it only a matter of time before the old QT returns? I, for one, think he's worth the risk, keeps the opponents honest and fearful, and is one of the players you cannot doubt gives 100% every game. It's an interesting debate, this one, and I wish I had Stefan on the show with me today to discuss it, because we have very differing views when it comes to QT. I think it's an age thing, and I've discussed this before. Football has obviously changed and evolved, and I have to accept that, definitely. But for me, when I was younger and I was playing the game, physicality was a lot more expected and appreciated. One of my favourite players in the Premier League as I was sort of growing up was Roy Keane at Manchester United, and the main reason for that was he was an absolute enforcer, never took a backward step. And he was abrasive, and he would get sent off. He would cross that line, but there is no doubting he was a very, very good player. I'd go as far as to say world-class player. And he did have that ability, though, to snap and just break someone's leg, if the mood took him. I think if you take that away from him, you do lose something of the player. I do think it diminishes him, and I feel that way about QT. I think QT Romero has to play on that edge, and that's the way he is. And when you take that away, you do drop it. What is interesting to me is an interview recently with him where he has actually discussed his discipline and discussed his leadership role in the side and how he realised his sending off against Chelsea was unnecessary and how he feels he has let himself down and therefore his teammates on a few occasions. So this appears to be less of a coached, sort yourself out situation, more of him reflecting on it, him looking at it and him trying to control that himself. I think that's being seen. I would not be adverse to seeing him again snap someone. But again, this is me, and I know it's just me, and I know plenty of people think this is ridiculous, but we're playing Aston Villa next. If QT Romero puts Matty Cash into the stands, I'm going to be happy. So, yeah, that's where we are with that one. Thanks for the question, Matthew. Question number two. Li Wei Wei Maggie says, what is the probability of Tottenham being top four? At the moment, it's out of our hands slightly. I say out of our hands, it's actually in our hands. We play Aston Villa next, who are above us, currently in the fourth spot. We have the ability to beat them. We have a game in hand. That game in hand is away at Chelsea. Not typically a rich stomping ground for us for points, but I don't fear them, if that makes sense. So, yeah, it is in our own hands to be fourth. Right now, it is us and Aston Villa battling for that slot. The game against Villa is obviously going to be, it's going to be huge, because win that game and suddenly there's a bit of a mental edge to us. Lose that game and I think it in essence hands them fourth, and we then got to pick ourselves up and just keep trying to pick up as many points as possible to secure fifth, and then wait and see what fifth place gives us for next season. So yeah, there's that one. Question number three is from Ryan Miller. Hi, Ryan. He says, what are your thoughts on the new Champions League format for next season? Yikes. Again, this could be an age thing. And I'm trying not to paint myself too much as an old man. I'm 41. I don't like change. So I'm sort of battling this here where it's like, I understand it's a new format. It's very different to me. So my initial reaction is yuck. I, at the moment, I'm looking at it, I don't fully understand what they're driving at. So I've read it, I've then watched the promotional videos that were released this week. And the thing they're trying to say is, you will get more top teams playing each other right from the very start, rather than it taking until the next rounds. Now, what I find kind of maddening about that is they expanded the tournament, the Champions League, to not just be champions. You know, at some point, the Champions League, as it was, if you won the league, your domestic league, you were in this. And then they changed it because they looked at it from the point of view, well, if you look at England, the top four teams in England, for example, are much better than the league winners of Turkey, Greece, and all these other countries. So they want to try and get more top teams into the top tournament. I get it. But now you're looking at it again and they're saying, well, yeah, we want to watch the top teams playing each other from week one. So I'm baffled. I don't really see how it is. It feels like they saw the European Super League proposal and went, ooh, lots of people like that. We managed to kill it, but let's try and do it anyway. So right now, I'm really not sure. Initial reaction is I don't like it. Whether that's just because it's changed or not, I don't know. I think we'll just have to see how it plays out next season and see how it feels. For me, the Champions League with the group format and the knockout phases has been that way for a long time now. I didn't really see the need for the change. But we shall see. And the final question here is from Corey Birchfield, who says, when will we see a US pre-season or post-season tour again? Corey, it's a great question, actually, and it's one I've seen debated quite a lot recently. A few Tottenham journalists have been asking it because of the announcement that it looks like we're going to Korea. So the pre-season is starting to take shape now without anything confirmed, but it would appear to be a three-game tour of Asia, one game played in Scotland, and the possibility of a game in Australia again, but again, none of this has been confirmed, these are just the rumours. The three-game tour to Asia appears to be pretty much set in stone, and we will be playing Bayern Munich there. Which would be kind of crazy. I'm guessing the game in Scotland would simply be a pre-season game rather than sort of up there for a tour. But yeah, at the moment, there's nothing for the US planned at all, which when you consider the NFL tie and the Nike deal, etc., or Nike deal, it seems a bit bizarre. But yeah, nothing planned this year anyway. But definitely do keep an eye on it, because it's possible, due to the Euros, that they'll look to do a US tour next year. But who knows? But thank you very much for the question. All of the questions this week came from our Facebook page, so thank you to everybody for that. Nothing via the Instagram, and that's probably down to us, you know, missing so many weeks. Mountain Man's in his mountain, Island Brothers on his island. Get in touch, guys. It'd be nice to hear from you. But yeah, so there we have it. This is, like I said, just going to be a quickie, so we put a show out. Apologies again for all the technical problems we're having. I do think I've solved it now, which is dangerous to say that, but I do think it's solved, and we will be able to get back to our normal weekly programming and show from next week. Thank you for everyone for your patience. Thank you so much for those who have messaged in to sort of check on what we're doing and make sure everyone's okay. We will be back very, very soon. Good luck to the team, obviously, for the Aston Villa game. Come on, you Spurs.
Thank you for listening to the Spurs News Podcast. We hope that you enjoyed the show. Stay up to date with all things Tottenham. Follow us on social media. All links are in the podcast description.